From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. North Korea held a military parade Thursday, a day before the opening of the Winter Olympics in South Korea. The event is usually held in April, and moving it up has been seen as a setback to the warming of ties over the Olympics. But Seoul announced its president would meet North Korea's Olympics delegation on Saturday. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to attend the opening ceremony of the Games in Pyeongchang. Pence, meeting with South Korean President Moon Jae-in, has high praise for South Korea and its democracy.
South Korea is a testament to the power of freedom and the capacity of free peoples to create prosperity and security.
The U.S. government is headed for a shutdown at midnight on Thursday unless the House of Representatives overcome differences on immigration and reach a budget agreement. Senate leaders agreed Wednesday on a bipartisan deal that does not cover immigration. U.S. lawmakers are set to vote on Thursday, but House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi says she will withhold support for the funding deal until immigration issues are addressed.
We have our beliefs and we're willing to fight for them, and we're willing to fight for them on the floor of the House.
House Speaker Republican Paul Ryan tried to reassure Democrats on the issue.
To anyone who doubts my intention to solve this problem and bring up a DACA and immigration reform bill, do not.
This is VOA News. The White House is facing questions following the resignation of a key advisor to President Donald Trump. Rob Porter resigned Wednesday after two of his former wives claimed he physically and emotionally abused them. The White House would not comment on a report that he failed to receive a security clearance due to the claims. White House Chief of Staff John Kelly released a statement Wednesday evening saying he was shocked by the new allegations, adding, "There is no place for domestic violence in our society." U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. Michael Brown has more.
The U.S.-led coalition said the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against the well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. U.S. personnel have been advising and assisting the SDF, and some were embedded with them at the time of the attack in Deir el-Zor province. The officials said no Americans were hurt, while one SDF member was wounded in the assault that was backed by artillery, tanks, and rocket launching systems. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
Syria has called the U.S. airstrikes a war crime. A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. The conviction means that Zia, the arch rival of the current prime minister, could be barred from running in December national elections. Zia was taken to a Dhaka prison under heavy security. Zia's lawyers say she will appeal the decision. Several aftershocks have hampered rescue efforts as emergency personnel comb through collapsed buildings in search of survivors after a powerful earthquake killed at least 10 people near Taiwan's popular tourist city of Hualien. Rosanna Philpott reports that more than 200 aftershocks have impacted rescue efforts after Taiwan's deadly earthquake. Emergency teams raced to uncover survivors in the early hours of Thursday morning, looking for any still trapped in the rubble. It's the aftermath of the powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the city on Tuesday. For more on this, go to our website. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.